نائب ابن الروح القدس الله الواحد حل علينا نعمته وبركته من الآن وكل أوان وإلى دهر الدور كلها أمين. اليوم الثالث من شهر توت المبارك أحسن الله استقباله وعادوا علينا وعليكم ونحن وأنتم مغفور الخطايا والزلات والآثام والسيئات من قبل مراحم الرب يا أبا أيقظ أمين. On this day of the year 247 Anno Domini means after Christ, after the birth of Christ. This means Anno Domini. A holy senate convened in the city of Alexandria in the second year, the papacy of Saint Ignatius, the 14th Pope of Alexandria. This council was convened because certain people appeared in Arabian countries who believed that the spirit dies with the body, and that on the day of the resurrection, they shall be raised up together. They composed an extensive article on this belief and sent it to certain Christians in Alexandria. When this reached Abba Dionysius, he took interest in this matter, so he assembled the synod and he debated with them, revealing their erroneous opinion. When he saw their insistence on their corrupt view, the Pope excommunicated them. He wrote a treatise that said in it, "The spirit neither dies nor perishes, but abides at the angels for it in its spiritual, immutable, and incorruptible. Immutable and incorruptible. And the spirit goes forth from the body, it's taken to a place according to its worthiness, either to paradise or to Hades. And on the day of the resurrection, the spirit will be united with its body. When the archangel sounds the trumpet, the bodies shall rise by the order of its creator. The spirits reunite with the body it belongs." The ancient Egyptians have that belief, and they used to put with the mummies. No, I am explaining. Don't look at the screens. The ancient Egyptians had this faith. Although they were pagan, they were not Christians, of course. They were thousands of years before Christ. But they had this faith of the resurrection. That's why you find with the mummies a very similar shape of a statue, small. They put it with the coffin, with the mummies, believing that when the spirits come back, every spirit will recognize its bodies through this statue. يعني حاملين تمثال بنفس شكل اللي مات سواء راجل أو ست أو طفل. والتمثال ده كان بيتحط في التابوت عشان لما يجي البعث بقى لما يجي الريزوركشن كل روح تعرف لأن الأجساد هتبقى عظام هتكون انحلت. فاللي يخليهم يعرفوا ايه التمثال اللي شكل او يعني هم عندهم الفيث ده ان الروح هتيجي تلبس نفس الجسد. The spirit will come to be with the reunite with the same body. And that's why we insist that we worship God by spirit and by body. يعني احنا بنعبد ربنا بالروح والجسد. ما اقدرش اقول لا الله روح بس وإحنا عبادتنا روحية. الصيام ملوش لازمة والصلاة ملهاش لازمة وعمال النسك بتاع الجسد ملهاش لازمة. لا، الجسد بيشترك مع الروح في الجهاد. عشان كده في الأبدية الجسد هيبقى جسد ممجد ويتمتع للأبد مع المسيح. We believe that we have to struggle spirit and body. We cannot ignore the efforts that the body does during our lives on earth, because in heavens these bodies will be delighted again when it becomes a bodies of resurrection or glorified bodies. Archangel sounds the trumpet, the bodies shall rise by the order of the Creator. The spirits reunited the body, it belongs some to everlasting joy and some to everlasting contempt forever and ever. على فكرة عايز أقول لكم إن إخواتنا اللي إحنا بنتمنى إنهم يبقوا مسيحيين اللي بيسموا نفسهم شهود يهوى وبيقولوا عن نفسهم مسيحيين دول مش مسيحيين، لأن من ضمن إيمانهم إن النفس هتموت والناس الروحيين كويسين بس اللي هيروحوا السماء، مفيش حاجة اسمها جحيم. يعني أنا هموت زي الفرخة أتطمن أموت خلاص، أعيش حياتي زي ما أنا عايز وأموت وخلاص. ما دام مفيش عذاب أبدي يبقى أنا يعني أنا إيه لازمة الجهاد والتعب؟ أعيش حياتي بالطول والعرض وأموت أموت. طبعاً ده يعني very corrupted faith. The blessing of the prayers of this honored Pope be with us all. Amen. قصة تانية جميلة جداً، قصة شهيدة قديسة عظيمة في التوبة بتاعتنا اسمها تيودورا. أنا هقولها بالإنجليزي عشان ولادنا ياخدوا بالهم. On this day also of the year 226 of the martyrs, 510 Anno Domini, Saint Theodora of Alexandria departed. She was born in the 5th century of a birth of our Lord Jesus during the reign of Emperor Zenon from a noble parents in Alexandria. Along her youthful beauty, she lived a virtuous life, and she was rich. She married a pure and rich young man. Their lives were filled with peace and joy. In the midst of the rich lifestyle, a certain rich young man was captivated by her beauty, wisdom, and being caring. She was pure and righteous, and he became fond of her. The evil, the enemy of good, started after a while to plant in him evil and lustful thoughts for Theodora. These temptations increased until the young man found a chance and revealed his feeling to her. Theodora was shocked, for she saw in him purity and chastity, and she rebuked him. Few days passed, and their lustful feelings intensified until they fell in the sin of fornication. No one realized what happened, since everyone knew their purity. Theodora soon came to her senses and realized the seriousness of her fall. She became furious with herself, as she could not bear his guilt. With tears flowing from her eyes, she told her husband what had happened. Her husband did not know what to do, for he trusted his wife and his friend. Their life turned to a life of sorrow and unceasing tears. Finally, she decided to leave the world so she can spend the rest of her days in repentance. She shaved her hair and dressed herself in men's clothes and went at night to the Ennaton Monastery, اللي هو اسمه دير الزجاج. دير الزجاج ده موجود جنب اسكندرية في طريق مطروح كده، وانت رايح في دير اكتشفوه حديثا برضو بنفس الاسم، وفي آثاره موجودة دير الزجاج. She went to a men's monastery, since she feared that her husband would find her in a community of women. She asked the abbot of the monastery to accept her. In order to test her, the monastery's abbot did not permit her to enter. Saint Theodora spent the night at the gate in the severe cold. In the morning, the abbot found her eyes puffy from much crying. So he allowed her to join the monastery, and she was known as the monk Theodor or Tedros. Theodor means the gift of God. Theodoros means the gift of God. Our Pope, beloved Pope Theodorus, Theodorus, جاي من Theodorus, Theodorus, يعني عطية الله, the gift of God. The saint lived in her, in this monastery. Her work was to take care of the monastery's gardens and farming the field, enduring all hardships with joy and happiness in unceasing prayers. She was known for her obedience, humility, and intense asceticism. God granted her the gift of performing miracles, and her fame spread. Many came to the monastery asking for her blessings and prayers. Her husband was continually grieving for her, not knowing where she is. He was yearning to know and be assured of her salvation. He offered tearful prayers during his sorrow. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and asked him to go to the church of St. Peter, the seal of martyrs, to find her alone beside the church. When he went there, he did not find her, but only found the monk driving some camels. She was Theodora, who her husband did not recognize, for her appearance had changed because of her austere asceticism. She recognized him and saluted him, and he replied her salutation without recognizing her. When the enemy of God saw that she escaped his snares, he moved an evil adulterous woman who went to the abbot of the monastery complaining that the monk Theodore had defiled her chastity. The saint endured with complete submission, exactly زي القديسة مارينا اللي اتهموها نفس الخطية. The saint endured with complete submission the mockery that she was subjected to without defending herself, so no one might know her secret. When the infant was born, they brought him to the monastery. The abbot entrusted the infant into the care of the saint, throwing her out of the monastery in disgrace. She faced many difficulties, hardships, and pains for the sake of this innocent child, seeing in it the expiration of her former sin. She settled with the child not far from the monastery in a hut. The shepherds, out of pity, gave her milk for the infant, and the saint herself ate only wild vegetables. Bearing her misfortune, Saint Theodora spent 7 years in banishment. Finally, at the request of the monks, the abbot allowed her to return to the monastery with the child, for what she showed from steadfast and repentance. The abbot had her under severe punishment and asked her to remain in the seclusion in her cell with her son and not to meet anyone outside of the church. Before her death, she instructed the son, attributed to her, saying to him, "My son, the son of my life is Abbot, the son is UN. The son of my life is about to set, but I leave you in the hands of a merciful father who is the God of all orphans. I hope that the abbot of the monastery does not forsake you, and the monks would have compassion on you. My son, search not for your kinship and family, for the best relationship is what we gain from virtues. Do not seek the glory of the world, for the Lord Christ has said, 'Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you, when they revile and persecute you and say all kind of evil against you falsely for my sake.' Pray for the sinners be a help for the weak, serve your kin as if is your master. So you will be accepted before the Lord Christ, for he took the form of a servant for our sake. By the will of God, the abbot of the monastery was outside her cell listening to these advices. So he became convinced that this monk was falsely accused. He knocked on the door to come in and be blessed by the monk before his departure. When he entered the cell, he found that her spirit has already departed from him, from her body. The monks came to the body of the monk Theodore to express their regrets. When they started to prepare the body for burial, they realized that she was a woman. They were exceedingly sorrowful and marveled. The news spread at once in all Alexandria, and many came asking for her blessing. Her husband realized that she was his wife. He entreated the abbot of the monastery to accept him as a monk to complete the rest of his days in her cell. As for the child, he grew in grace and everyone loved him. Later on, he was chosen to be the abbot of the monastery. The blessing of her prayers be with us all, and glory be to God forever. Amen. See us.
Catherine, Stan, Yarom, and Tum Taran, and Yasma, and Tum Tasma, and Yasma.
أما أنتم فطوبى لأعينكم لأنها تبصر لأذانكم لأنها تسمع May we be worthy to eat and to act according to your holy gospels through the prayers of you, saints.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord, have
those who have bidden us to remember them in our supplications and prayers which we offer up unto you, O Lord, our God. Ladina sabakum farakadu ya Rabbina yahum marda sha'bak ishfihum liannaka anta ahayatuna kullina khalasuna kullina raga'una kullina shifa'una kullina وقيامتنا كلنا
هللويا هللويا اسمو أبيك لو من تتي ربي ميتنتك مات خريستوس ابشوي سيليا
Accostamento ag io evangelio.
Marut in jes nio kene frarim im shoin steni gom ki evlo isunik tu kantalu kan ag io evangelio tu anagnos ma.
Sasi kire.
Fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Luke, the evangelist, apostle, pure disciple. May his blessing be with us all.
Amen.
Psalms of our teacher David, the prophet and the king, may his holy blessings be with us all. O love the Lord, all you his saints, for the Lord preserves the faithful. O how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you. O Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. For I say to you, among those born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist, but he who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. And when all the people heard him, even the tax collectors justified God, having been baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the will of God for themselves, not having been baptized by him. And the Lord said, To what then shall I liken the men of this generation, and what are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another, saying, we played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We mourned to you, and you did not weep. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say, he has a demon. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, look, a glutton and a winebibber, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is justified by all her children.
Glory be to God forever.
Amen. Translation inside for those who listen in English.